Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to another episode of the TMG Podcast. Now, you notice there is no wrestling table out today. I will not be pontificating by myself. I do have two guests today. Before I bring them out, I just have to let you all know I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. To not kill myself, but to do comedy. I know. Why Tulsa? Apparently, it's got a lot of history and oil. And I'm trying to get out of this business. But on another note, let's go ahead and bring in our guests, Enya and Drew. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. You won.
Can we get shots of us like wrestlers? Like, you know, when they're like standing and like looking at the camera?
Yeah.
Like the Drake video?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
Easy. I just want shots. I can just get a shot.
Which camera do I address?
Whichever one you want, bro.
There's so many. You guys aren't like being sustainable. These are all going to end up in landfill.
What are you talking about?
So many cameras.
No, we made white people make these cameras. It's totally ethical.
Okay, true. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, like, I'm so thankful to hear that because, like, I was a little worried about, like,
white finance guys hand build these cameras.
Classic.
Oh, okay. So you had Drews, a bunch of little Drews. Yeah.
I'm not a finance guy.
Oh, yeah. But... Didn't you go to school for finance?
No, I went to school for, like, twerking and, like, throwing ass and shit.
Finance,
actually.
Yeah, it's finance. Yeah, that's
no,
a money
can you
maker.
Believe he was going to be a doctor?
Yeah, I went to school, like, I was pre-med, actually.
Yeah, that's what I remember. You went to school for something that was challenging.
Yeah, it was really scary, so I dropped out.
You actually, as a doctor would have been such a miss.
I know, it would have been such a flop. I would have, like, been in my permanent flop arc. But
you could have had a Netflix docuseries about you, like, abusing prescription pads and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, probably would have, like, stole the prescription pad and wrote myself some oxys or something. Like, yeah. Just something chill. Something
funny you
like.
Say that. I know you guys mentioned you have a rider, so we went ahead and got you a little some of that. Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's fucked up, like, how happy I'd be if there was actually, like, obviously if it was, like, fake drugs, because I would actually have a schizophrenic break if I did anything but weed. But what is that?
Oh, wow.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this whole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Do you want a bacon again?
Yeah.
Probably the coldest food I've ever. Oh wow, it's actually really warm.
It's actually like good food. You're gonna freak out.
Oh, it is lit.
Oh.
Yeah, the finance guy. Yeah, you handle it.
Wait, this is actually like a good little meal. Who waited in line for 18 hours for this?
Yeah, this is really like respect. Thank you.
I won't be eating because I'm on camera. So like, oh, perk 30s. Awesome. Thank you so much.
A little perk ASMR.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, y'all got some tickets to bungee jumping. So.
I haven't smoked a blunt since I was 19.
Wait, is this a real bungee jumping ticket?
Ryan, is it real?
Yeah.
Okay, sick. No, I have like an awesome bungee jumping story. Can I like tell it?
Yeah, I don't know.
May I please? Dude, it's actually awesome because there's footage of it and I've showed it to multiple people and all you have to do is look up Drew Phillips bungee jumping.
Okay.
And it comes up and it's the grossest video I've ever seen of anybody.
Wow. And Two Girls, One Cup is out there. One
yeah,
guy, one
no,
jar.
This actually shows up when
worse.
You look this up.
Yeah. This is a little light, but we'll like handle that later.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no worries.
Okay, so bungee jumping story. My brother like just met his current wife and she was like, let's like go out and like do something fun.
Be crazy.
Yeah, let's be crazy. And like, you know those like pop-up theme parks that like pop up randomly?
affair?
Well, like, I never thought about this.
No, it's a pop-up theme.
Yeah, pop-up
theme. I've never heard anybody call, like, a town
fair. I'm different, bitch. I'm different.
Your small town square having the fair.
Yeah, literally.
Your
I moved to LA
afford
and he changed.
Town can never afford a pop-up theme park.
Okay, so...
There's this pop-up theme park. It's called, like, Six Flags or something. I don't know.
Something light, little small, nasty. So we, like, go out to, like, I never thought about this, but, like, those, like, random rides that just show up in your hometown, like, gotta, like, they have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, a base camp of these, like, rides in Fort Worth, Dallas. And they were like, let's go, like, let's go have a blast. And I was like, sure, like, that actually sounds fun. And we pull up and it had just rained and everything was wet and it like was like an actual rust bucket. Like it was horrifying. Like it was so scary. And like you have to buy tickets and they're really, really fucking expensive, like $55 each to like go ride like two rides. And like we get in and
how
like,
much?
$55
oh,
each.
Oh, that's expensive to you? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't have it like that, bro. I don't have it like that. But so they're like really, really... It's not a vibe at all. Like when you walk in, it's not like what you're thinking. It's literally like they're just like erected there.
Yeah.
Like they don't have any rhyme or reason. And then we just like kind of do all these like silly little rides. But then I'm like, I want a bungee jump. Yeah. And so me and my twin sister, we like hike up the thing and we're standing there. Yeah. We're like, it's like, cause you have to climb like ladders and stairs to get up. That's how like nasty it is. And so
yeah, stairs. Disgusting.
I only ride elevators and escalators. I know. Like, you know that. Like, we're going to have to get one installed.
You know that about me.
Yeah. So we get up there. They put the harnesses on, and they're, like, attaching it to my ankles. But they, like, put Madeline in, like, the, like...
The full suit.
The, like, the...
Harness.
Yeah, like, where you sit down. And, like, I'm standing there, and I'm like, wait, are they, like, going to make me dive off of this shit? Because, like, I've never done this, and I'm not doing that. Like, that does not sound like a vibe at all. We're standing over the edge and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be big bro and like go first. And then like my brain and body like literally were fully disconnected in the craziest way. Like legitimately like
your fucking head hit the pavement.
Dude, I know. Literally. It's like fully disconnected. And I'm like, I'm telling my body to jump, but my body is like frozen and I can't do it. So I'm like begging the guy. I'm like, please push me off. Please push me off. Like, please. And he's like, I can't do that because if you die, like it's on me, bro. But long story short, Madeline goes before me. I jump off and the video is the most insane thing ever. I literally like scorpion. So like my feet, like it, I have like permanent back damage from it.
All you like, talked about, I was like, my neck.
Dude, it's like, I still am like bodied from it. I had to go to like chiropractic with like a chiropractor for like 3 years, which like, I don't know if I believe in chiropractic anymore because it didn't do shit for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it fucked me up like permanently. And the
dude,
video is
the
hilarious.
Video
is the video
ever.
Out there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like, let's pull it up.
You can literally look up Drew Phillips bungee jumping. And I've never seen anybody's body do that when they're bungee jumping. Like,
I can't wait.
You have
for
so
this.
Much fluidity.
Yeah, I'm like really
so
bendy
fluid.
And stretchy.
I mean, that's he went for twerking and all that. So that's
true, true.
Yeah.
He had like a lot of practice for stuff like that.
Yeah. It's easy for me.
Dude, I have to commend you for walking into a theme park like that and saying, yeah, I'm down a bungee jump.
That's what I'm saying. You just called it a rust bucket, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go on the most dangerous thing here.
I'm brave. I'm a warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You are a soldier.
Yeah.
You're a soldier of love.
Soldiers of love.
He has to sing that to let you know. He's really about it.
Dude. No, he's singing it because, like, we will never, ever show this publicly, but we do an annual Secret Santa every year with our, like, main friend group. And we did all the gifts, and we're sitting there, and Josh, Josie, and Drew are like, okay, now everybody close your eyes. We have, like, a final gift. And I didn't know what I expected. I actually didn't expect... I expected t-shirts, because we've gotten, like, everybody t-shirts before. So I was like, okay, they got a t-shirt printed. And then they were like, open your eyes. Also, they didn't put any of the gifts in our lap, so all of us opened our eyes, and we're, like, actually looking around, because we didn't know what we were looking for. And there were just these CDs placed in front of us, and they had made an album together the past year, and it's...
Like, went crazy.
The worst, but the best thing I've ever heard.
No, it's, like, actually, like, there's some really, like... artistic moments on this album. Like it's actually really special and advanced, but yeah, it's like horrible.
I will say it is like MF Doom like rolled in his grave a little, because he's like, fuck, like there's already a Prodigy out there like taking my mark.
OG outcast.
OG Outkast.
Drew Phillips bungee jumping.
This crazy? Is it. This
oh,
is it.
Shit. Yeah, that's all right, it. First off, stop, dude. That's not a bungee. That is a crane.
Yeah.
You went to a construction site. You paid $60 to go to a construction site. And they're like, no, yeah, we got rides. Yeah. This dude's in an excavator.
Dude, what sucks is like the pad that you land in was like literally a pond. Like it was like a puddle. Bro, with three
dude, there's no,
of water.
There's no sight of it in this video. Yeah. Like there's no safety nets. There's nothing.
Dude, you jumped off this? You are a warrior, bro.
Thank you, bro.
You should be fighting in the UFC. You're insane.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, run this. Oh, bro, yeah.
So look, that's where it all goes wrong.
You could sue.
Dude, I know. I thought about it. Like, my blood vessels in my eyes were, like, exploded. Like, my neck, like, was all fucked up.
Your eye muscles were actually blown out?
I'm, like, in permanent, like, immediate rigor mortis. Like, I'm, like, stiff immediately. Like,
oh, shit.
And then I get lowered into a pond. It was, like, pure torture.
Also,
I couldn't breathe.
Also, if you hit that little bounce pad, you fully would have flown off. Yeah, like, yeah. That was, like, not the, like...
Dude, do it again.
So, like, the problem is when I go up in the air, like, the... cable wasn't like the right size, so pause right there. Like
oh,
I'm like
shit.
I'm like vertical and then I fall down and just get like whiplash and I'm flexing every muscle in my body. Yeah, like I'm
was David Dobrik piloting this thing. Trying to fucking
dude, it was
you.
David yeah. who pushed you.
Yeah, yeah. David was operating
come
the
on,
crane. Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was
behavior.
Actually a part of his sponsored post for Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
David
yeah.
has the POV of
yeah,
like,
yeah. He won't
around.
Let me release it. He used it as evidence in the court.
Dude, that's crazy. Why it's not public.
Dude,
yet.
Back it up and press play. I gotta see your body just fully get wrecked again. That dude, that moment, that moment. My neck hurts looking at that. You can
look
sue.
At me. Look at me.
You 100% can
I signed
sue.
Like 36 waivers, so I literally don't know if I could. Like, we walked up and signed like liability waivers after seeing this shit. Like,
dog.
Insane behavior.
Were your eye vessels actually blown out in your
dude,
eyes?
Dude, they were like popped. Like, it was crazy. I didn't have like red eyes, but you know, like when one or two is just
yeah.
kind of like bleeding out. Like, yeah, it was crazy. That is,
you know, just like when one or two are
you know what's crazy
out.
Is like, I remember like when I like was flapping back and forth, like, my vision went black because like all of the blood rushed out of my brain, like, and that's why I am the way I am.
Also, like you telling me that, like, I would have never thought to see. I was just like, yeah. Oh my
yeah.
god, you look so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, but yeah, that's my bungee
jumping
story.
That's when
Drew
went to the upside down.
It says the actions in this video are performed by professionals.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, classic.
Yeah,
I actually went to school for bungee jumping as well.
Yeah,
as well. Yeah,
do you think you'd ever
really
do this
good.
Again? Bungee jumping?
Yes, I actually would.
That
I legitimately would. I want to jump out of an airplane. Like, really,
no
really
parachute?
Bad.
Just go?
Yeah, no, I'm, like, suicidal. it's giving suicide.
I'm glad you're in his life.
Yeah,
to
well,
help
I
him.
Told him, I was, like, he tried to confess it to me, like, in the safety of our home, and I was, like, listen, this is a public matter. You yeah. need to tell the public this. Like, this is not my business.
Talk about it on this podcast.
I was, like, your mental health is not my issue. You need to make that public.
Would yeah. y'all jump out of an airplane with a parachute?
Absolutely not.
I think on like a certain day I could,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like up there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this video of like these people like having a trampoline underneath a hot air balloon and they were like jumping on the trampoline and like doing backflips off. Like, why did I see that and think like, oh, that's kind of like lit.
Also,
like,
you've seen
that
being like, I could do that when you couldn't yeah. even keep your body. Like,
yeah. That's not my fault. That was not my fault.
No, I'm going to victim blame you. That's all you.
Is this because of the glow up? You
the
think?
Glow up, yeah, 100%. His confidence has skyrocketed.
Should I
yeah.
pull up the comments or?
Yeah, yeah. Just so everyone knows, Drew had a glow up, and he keeps screenshots of compliments in his phone, which is the most insane thing I've heard in a
dude,
minute.
What's crazy
dude.
Is I like 100% believe you look at them on your free.
That's
time.
What I'm saying.
Like,
I don't even 100%. Think you. I don't even think you look at porn. I think you just like you just read those.
That is porn to me. let me find them.
Dude,
it
is crazy because like,
damn, you guys are just going through an episode and you're like, oh wow, the comments are positive. He's just bricked up. Just
he's like, pull them up.
Yeah, pull them up. Yeah. Hold on. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
Dude, no, he like what's crazy is I feel like not to like toot my own horn, but I've always gotten like compliments online and it was crazy to actually witness someone who would never gotten a compliment in their comment section
yeah.
fully like expand their mind. Like I felt like I watched Drew take shrooms in that moment. Like he couldn't believe it. Like he became so self-aware, and he literally was looking in the mirror all the time. He was like, dude, do I really look that good now? Like it was like a constant conversation. And then it didn't help that like Drew is also not a social creature, and right. within this time frame he decided to start going out more. Right. We cannot go out and him get hit on and him not talk about it the whole car ride home.
Yeah.
Like he will talk about it the whole time home.
Like I pull baddies. Like I literally pull baddies.
He actually
what's
does.
Like okay, what's like the most recent one? That was annoying to you.
honestly, I found this one really comical. Were you going to say the last
party
you tell
it.
Went
gonna,
to?
Yeah. I'm going to look for these comments.
We went to like a party recently that I had to, one, beg him to go to because right. he doesn't like to go out. And then like the whole car ride home, this is all he talked about. But I was like really fucking high, so I thought it was funny because I was like, this man needs this attention so bad, and I like am enjoying the fact of who he got it from.
Sure.
We went to this party, and like there were some of like the hottest girls I had ever seen at a party as of recent, and me and my friend were like, oh my god, she's so bad, blah blah blah. Like we would talk about her and like meet the girl and be like, cool, whatever, and go on. And then when we got in the car, Drew was like, dude, I actually feel so bad, so many like hot girls were hitting on me tonight, and we were asking for the descriptions, and it was all the girls who me and my friend were like, she's so bad, she doesn't give a fuck about me.
Yeah,
and
like
then Drew is in the car, is like, she wanted me.
Yeah, like, I was like pulling like crazy. Okay, but
so no
not
clothes?
To deter, but here, read some of these comments.
Oh, he's showing them to me.
Yeah, you can, I sent them to everybody too, right. just so they can all read as well.
Drew looks like a Victorian prince.
Duh.
Drew looks good as hell in this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand how much I needed this after my, oh.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Drew actually so fine?
Oh, there's like 8 pages.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, my bad. It's a slideshow. Like, oh, my yeah. bad. Drew looks so good. What the fuck? Even as I'm reading these, he's getting hype. He's like,
I'm like blushing.
Dude,
like, stop.
Dude, like disappearing in front of our eyes. Yeah. He's literally going into his own world.
Drew is really serving Jesus. I can tell the grinding church app has been working.
Yeah. I do give Jesus.
Drew looks so good in this vid. I was low key fantasizing.
That's crazy. One of my faves.
Drew crazy looks way too ever. Good in this video. Drew looks so good. I'm tired of y'all denying it.
Her.
The way
also, I mean, when no one's denying it, absolutely no one's going into the comments and being like, not true, not true.
Yeah, this literally looks like 100% of the comments.
Yeah, it literally was.
As a straight woman, I'm so attracted to Drew, I'm going insane.
Yup.
Wow.
Yup.
How's that feel, man?
Like, otherworldly. It's like purely euphoric. Like, not a lot of people get to experience that. So,
yeah.
It's
You're
really
grateful.
Special.
I'm really grateful.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we have to talk for the rest of the show. Drew could just look into the camera. Yeah, I mean, this is their money's worth right here. Yeah.
You have to give a side profile.
It's giving Joel.
It's giving
Joel. Joel.
Except when you grew out that beard. The comments stopped.
Ooh, they
the comments
stopped,
absolutely
bro.
Stopped.
They're mean
the comments went from being like, I need him to be like, get him out
he
of
looks
here.
Homeless. Like, I just grow a nasty beard, but I do it every winter because I'm like an outdoorsy man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, literally, I do go outdoors.
What's like outdoorsy stuff you like to do?
I am going on a 3-day through hike this summer with my older brother. Either in Utah, because I always go to Utah.
He really should have sat in the Cody chair. This is a very Cody.
Is it a
right
Cody?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Respect. Yeah. We're like connected like that.
Yeah.
And
white guys going through mountains. Yeah. Strong
yeah, going
connection.
To the places they shouldn't go.
Yeah.
Like, white guys with nice homes who are like, oh, it'd be so much better if I didn't have this
yes.
for 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be so much cooler.
Life is so good. How can I make it hard?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I hate having, like, exactly. AC that I can control via my phone. I want to be outside where it's uncontrollable.
I think y'all could use a little outdoors.
Okay.
Outdoors. I'm going to do it. Hello. I tried to invite you and you denied me. So.
No, I didn't deny you. I said I'd go.
Would you?
There's drama here.
Oh. Like, there's we're about to start fighting.
Passion. Wait, let's be clear. Sorry. This is a white guy's in L.A. White guys in the Midwest, I don't think they want to ever go outside because they actually battle the elements. So let's be specific.
They actually fight them.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's the drama? That's why we brought you here, honestly.
Yeah.
We're
going to
talk about
Anya's like, I got to hash this shit out. I'm like, publicly? She was like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. No, there's not actually drama. Like, we're a friend invited us on like. Oh my
he's
god.
He's lying. Yeah, he's lying. You're right. He always does this.
Like, I'm sitting here like fighting for my life.
Yeah. Like, y'all are my like actual two biggest ops in the world. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all are stirring the pot.
No,
please do it, please.
No, I'm gonna attempt to go camping for the first time, but it probably in
don't
like
attempt
the worst
while camping. That's sad.
Well, no, that wouldn't be the first time if I was attempting while camping. Oh. Let's make that clear.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But I'm going to go camping. Well,
don't attempt again while camping. That's sad. Sorry, go ahead.
Trying again with this girl who I'm like friends with and just leaving her out there and be like, girl, I got to go. Girl, I got to go. Like,
that's an anime death. For
I
sure.
can't yeah, for do this real. In the snow.
That's a cat death.
In the they snow like, in Canada. Away. But yeah, I want to go camping, but I'm like, I hate the cold, but my friend who loves camping was like, you should come with me. And I have a problem where if somebody asks me to do something in my face, I have to say yes. And I just pray for no follow-up, but right. there has been follow-up. So now I'm like committed to going camping.
It's snow camping. Like it's crazy. Like winter ice. Like cold is like awful. Okay. It's horrible. I hate it. Every time I've done it, I've hated it. So that was the drama. I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. But then I was like, I can't leave my girls out there alone. Like, yeah. I know how to survive.
Yeah,
but
if we get killed, it's on you.
Yeah, for real. But no, the girl Enya's going with is like proper like hiker camper. So
got it.
They're safe without me.
It's like proper into me. So
she wants me bad.
Yeah,
she wants me bad.
I'm definitely going. Just going to the fucking just your tent every night, being like, yeah.
Like just writhing in the comments.
Yeah, she.
Making accounts for her and commenting on your own post so you can screenshot it and look at it.
Yeah, actually, real fantasy shit.
Oh, like, do you do that? Like,
yeah. All right, shout out Tavia. You're the girl.
Tavia, the girl in question, call her out.
Yeah.
She just fucking squirted at work. That's crazy. you just unleashed something in her. She's sitting at her desk.
Because God
knows
she's listening to this.
Yeah.
Listening to us. She's like, oh my God, those two people who every time they're around me, they talk the most I've ever heard a human talk.
Yeah.
I want to hear them talk more.
Yeah. Do you have that problem?
Which problem? Talking
like,
too much? Yes.
Dominating conversations?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Why? It sucks. I just like feel like I'm talking too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, I know the vibe.
Yeah,
I feel that, but I will never do anything about it, so.
That's my vibe, too.
Like, that's never going to change. Like, what?
This is just me.
Yeah. I just have, like, every few months, I'll think about it, and I'm like, oh, damn. Like, I just, like, destroyed that.
And is the queen of oversharing.
Yeah. Not when a camera's on me, though. That I'm good at. That I will shut my goddamn mouth.
Yeah, you've got.
But I literally meet someone and be like, oh my God, like, should we trauma bond right now? That'd be crazy. And then they never say yes. And I'm like, I'm going to go for it. Like, is anybody ready?
Right. And then you just.
But then people fuck with
trying
me.
Trying while camping is, it's fun. Trust me, it's fun.
I'm like, have you ever thought, oh my God, attempting would be so much more fun if I was freezing cold and it was my last resort for warmth?
It'd be harder.
Yeah. I just want to make it like a challenge so that people are like, oh my God, actually, like.
Okay. Do these buttons do anything?
Yeah, usually.
Oh shit, am I like fucking stuff up? I've been clicking them.
No, those are actually like, those are like letting random women listeners know that you're here.
Okay, good.
So just pinging all of them.
Yeah.
Hello.
What do? Are they for like sound?
Yeah, usually like we have sounds and some other stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, a bomb.
This is what I wanted to do.
We have like 8 of those.
Yeah.
At our spots.
8 bombs.
2 is weird.
Yeah.
We have so many sounds. Too many to keep up with.
What are your favorite sounds?
Dude, you would love to know.
Okay. Well, so yeah, I guess I would.
I know. Actually, if we had a soundboard, I don't know what the fuck we would put on there.
Yeah, would put like chicken sandwiches.
Oh, I've been thinking
we
about
would
that.
Do DD Mega Doodoo. You know about DD Mega Doodoo? That's like, we've been on that for the last week. Like, it goes so hard.
Do you know DD Mega Doodoo?
Yeah, pull it up.
Literally like certified classic. Like, it's so good.
How old are you guys?
32.
32?
Mm-hmm. I'll be 14.
No,
soon.
No, I'm 17.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm 14 too. Didi Mega Doodoo.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, DD Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry, Mangudu.
I love her. I'm sorry. And like laughing.
What's awesome is like her real name isn't any better. Yeah. Mangudu. Like,
no, she ate.
How do you say that?
Deidre.
How's
she white with an Indian last name?
Like, I've never seen that last name in my life. Mangendo? Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Was that Polish?
No, no, no.
Dude, I don't know, but she looks like she'd be in Terminator.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, she looks like she's about to turn silver with, like, really bad CGI.
Yeah.
Okay, me talking about a dead person like that, I'm like, ew, look at her.
Oh, wait,
like,
I thought we were talking about the news anchor.
No, I was talking about the police officer.
No, the news anchor's actually looking at you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. She's staring. I'm not
she's
really
staring something to Drew.
Right at me. Like,
Drew's it's like, actually we need to find her name and see if she's commented anything.
She just completely tuned us out. He's like, hey.
Yeah, no, I was, like, rizzing her with my eyes. It was rizzing all over.
Sorry, I was just practicing my riz.
Yeah.
Sharpening
also,
my riz.
Also, I need to clarify, I'm not 32, I'm 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
just, 16.
I'm turning 18 in March.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 16 still.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew's like, also, that joke is like fully morphed into real life because he answers it like that. Yeah. Like, we were all in the car talking about our age, and we were like, I was like, Drew, where do you like, are you turning 26 or 25 this year? He goes, no, 18. I'm turning 18. And all of us are just like, okay. And you also still never clarified, but you're turning 26.
No. Yeah, I'm turning 26 in March.
Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah, so sad.
No, I just noticed, like, my knees hurt.
Your knees hurt now?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, look how I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why they hurt. But
actually, I think we know why anything in your body hurts, man.
Yeah, the bungee jumping.
Yeah.
I'm twisted up.
Yeah.
No. I had
what is this? This is
dude,
fucked
that's just
up.
How he sits. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's like natural. It feels good. I've like bent my legs, so now they're bowed. So I've like permanently or like slowly over time, like bent my bones to like lock into place like this. Like,
that is absurd.
Also, you never just let your legs rest because he'll always sit in the backseat of a car because he wants to prop his knees up. So he'll spend like an hour in the car like this. And I'm like, that can't be good for your body.
Dude, you're going to die like that famous like Pompeii lady that they found like, covered in ash.
Wait, have I showed you Pompeii if it happened to
dude,
today?
Did she hit on you too?
She sent me the craziest picture.
No.
Pompeii if it happened today.
Pompeii that happened today. Just fucking. Oh my goodness, bro. Who made this?
I don't know. It's like my favorite picture of all time.
Yeah. She's probably sending this to you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, they captured it in time.
Yeah.
So stupid.
But, yeah.
All right, can we go?
Yeah, you can bounce. Right. Yeah, yeah, you're done.
I was waiting for like the right moment to like get
you
out of here.
Dip.
Yeah, I just gotta go.
Dude, that'd be the funniest shit ever. All right, we're done.
All right.
We had our fix.
We're out of here.
I need to get out of here.
I got the comments I needed.
Yeah. Yeah, appreciate your
Drew
comments.
Drew just does
man.
His quick
here.
Appearances and make sure he gets a like headshot from a main camera so he can see the comments.
Right.
That's why he goes to anything.
Yeah, you gotta do podcasts like club appearances.
Mm-hmm.
This Thursday, we got Drew Phillips showing up. It's just a 2 minute.
It's just me serving cunt on stage. Like.
Yeah. For 3 songs worth, and then you bail.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You guys just had a kid. Congratulations.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, I mean, we have way too many. They keep getting taken, but we have one right now in our custody.
Yeah.
It's in the car.
It's really traumatic, actually, and I like don't fuck with that you brought it up, but.
I know it's traumatic, but as a, you know. As a couple that's been together for so long, do you ever feel like you want to spice it up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean,
yeah.
He cheats all the time, so he's already, like, spicing it
I'm
up.
I'm a cheater. Okay.
That's good, because I have something for you guys.
Oh. You have proof?
Hey, well, yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah. I hired a PI, Drew. It's fucking over for you. No. Have you guys seen this yet?
No.
Dude, this is... Dude, from the beginning, crank the volume on this. First of all, you ever seen fucking eyes like this? Dude,
both of them are like really staring.
Yeah, to the back of the skull.
What the fuck does that sign say?
Wakanda forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Disney.
Okay,
Disney bounders.
Yeah.
They're the shit.
Yep. Yeah, Wakanda is
Twink
for...
and a redhead.
Yeah, twink and a redhead. Oh, wait, that actually might be it.
That is it.
That is it.
Whoa, that is Wakanda's for redheads.
Okay, before this starts, I think they're doing the thing that I was saying we should have done on YouTube.
Which one?
That's my...
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Anyone who knows me and my long-term boyfriend know that we meet a lot of our friends online these days.
We have made a ton of friends in the Disney
community. He's gay.
Swingers by swingers. Swingers that love Disney.
Ooh. Ashley and I love to swing all over Walt Disney World Resort.
The Grand Floridian.
Main Street, USA.
Cinderella's Castle.
Space Mountain. And people love to drink around the world. Well, how about swinging around the world?
Their favorite.
Wait, they might actually be advanced.
Swing Upon Main has Disney lovers from all over the world, and we all just come together in the most magical place on Earth. And heck, why not call it the most fun place on Earth, too?
We don't just trade pins at Magic Kingdom. We trade partners.
Oh, boy!
Dude, I hate that. Dude. I literally hate that.
Swing Upon Main today, and maybe we'll see you there.
Have y'all gone to that website?
No, let's sign up right now.
Yeah. I know. Has anybody tried to see if the website is like valid?
Damn, bro, we just totally stepped on her moment. Can we just let her do that again? That was like really important to her.
I get it.
Can we run that back? Just those last 5 seconds.
Anyone who knows me and my long-term boyfriend.
Oh boy. You can download the app Swing Upon Main today, and maybe we'll see you there.
And we'll show you a whole new world.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
They're advanced. I think they're advanced. They're onto some shit.
Dude, that is so funny because I was saying to Drew, because we have a friend who was like doing some big, like, you couldn't type that?
No.
Big what?
Sorry. He was just like, he just said swingers at Maine into his phone.
Oh, no. We're going to visit in the browser.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't trip. damn, that worked on you. You're like, motherfucker.
Literally, I'm like complimenting them. I'm like, no, they're advanced. Like, let me get
you're
in
like,
on
do
this.
You know if they're still open or like, do they have all their spots full?
They're both fine.
You were saying.
Oh, but we had a friend who was doing some like crazy rollout, and we assumed they were gonna like come out as straight. And me and Drew were like, that would be so funny if they did that. They didn't end up doing that. And then me and Drew were like, oh my God, we need to start making TikToks because everybody already says that we're dating and there's all like the Grindr jokes and like the cheating jokes. Right. And we're like, we should just make a whole new profile where we really go in on like what I cooked for my husband today and just him being like, it's so good.
Yeah, that's
delicious.
A very hetero thing to do.
Wow. Yeah, that's what like straight couples do and stuff.
This is so good.
That's what my wife does when I cook for her.
Oh wow.
She's so hype. Oh, what domain doesn't exist?
Oh, let's hit casual sex.
I was able to find it on the cell phone. Meetuponmain.com is the real.
Oh, Meet Upon Main.
Yeah, they changed it on
damn
us.
That's a nice double meaning there. Meet Upon Main.
Yeah. The, oh.
Meet up
on that's good. What I'm saying, they might actually be onto some shit.
They could
no be. That is fucking awesome.
Meet Upon Main. That's crazy.
Wait, did they make this an actual site or does this site already exist?
Whoa. Oh, you gotta pay?
I have to pay to fuck?
Yeah.
That's illegal. That's
y'all
literally
don't?
Illegal.
Yeah.
Like,
wait,
what?
Y'all don't do that?
What?
Y'all don't pay to have sex or no?
Engage
how much are you paying?
Prostitution.
Like 89.
That's a fucking federal crime, dude.
98 a month.
89, 88.
The enchanted membership.
You'd damn. Be amazed what $89 could get you.
Do we have Drew's credit card? Can we sign up for this?
I will.
I will.
Dude, wait. I'm like curious if they found this and then we're like, we're about to like go in on this and make a joke of it or if they made this site.
This,
there's no way they made this site.
Bro, is this
and
a
if they
brand
did,
deal?
Hmm.
You know you've made it when you get picked.
Dude.
Dude, they might be funny. Like, they might actually be like...
Can we see the rest of their TikToks? Like, now I'm so curious if it's real or if it's a joke. Like, I've seen the guy before.
Disney
I've seen
Bounders
the guys.
And swingers are a real thing. Like, let's get that straight. Like,
is it?
There are some freaky people out there.
I mean, it makes sense to put that many stickers on the back of your RAV4. You got to be a freak.
You
got to be a freak.
Oh, that's the new pineapple.
Oh, whoa, is that the...
Oh.
It's real.
It is a real website. We should sign up, guys. Can we turn in these bungee jumping vouchers for a pass to Disney for a day for me and Drew?
Yeah, we got 13 please. Bands right here.
Please.
Let's go ahead and sign up for 400
shit.
Years.
The rest of the year.
Yeah, let's lock in.
Holy shit.
Damn. Can we just... What do we miss?
Yeah, for real.
Between not paying and paying. Because you can get a free account.
Create.
Can we just see people? I just want to see who's there.
Yeah, can we just sign up and tap in?
Y'all really want to be inside this app. Like, what the hell is going on?
I know. You just seem not engaged because I think you already have an account. So
I just
you're
pull
like,
bitches.
Oh, okay. True.
Yeah.
You don't even need the...
Yeah.
The app to figure it out.
Well, me and my wife have been looking for, you know.
Some fun. Just,
oh, yeah, some fun. Excitement? Yeah.
Yeah.
This might be your route.
Drewville.
If there's a name or if that username is taken, I swear it's not me.
That's going to be really funny.
I swear it's not me.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for being here, by the way.
Yeah, no, literally, thanks for having us. This is like
dude,
a movie.
Anywhere with attention, I will go.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I'm just still laughing at you saying that if someone asks you to do something to your face, you feel like you have to do it.
Yeah,
that's
I
like
have
the
to.
Worst thing to put out into the world.
I have to. But if I like, but then I say that, but I do, I am like a chronic bailer. Like then every time I go out, everybody's like, you said you would hang out with me. And then every time I go to a party, I'm getting like, actually, attacked, which is crazy.
It's
and I want to call y'all out right now because
getting,
that's really messed
she
up.
She gets
like,
beat up.
It's getting
yeah,
jumped.
Like,
as soon
I'm
as you
literally
walk
getting
the
like,
door.
I get cornered. Somebody overhears somebody saying it to me, and then it becomes like a 3-tier like battle I have to do. And I'm like, guys, I was busy. I was traveling when you wanted to do that. Like, and I have to make up lies, which is kind of good for me because I became really good at lying this year. So actually, thank you. I take it. Now I'm happy.
Wait, which seat did Mr. B sit in? Get up.
It only makes sense that I sat here. Did you see that? Like, I just gravitated to
God,
the seat and it was like,
bro.
This is the millionaire's couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
can
sense.
Can I sniff it or is, sorry?
I mean, you
Ari.
Can.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're going to get a mixed combo scent.
Yeah. I mean, we've had plenty of people sat there, all kinds of. So you're really going to have to
okay, well, if it's more than one person, more than Mr. Beast.
No,
he doesn't
no.
like used goods like that.
Oh, I see.
He's like picky.
Okay,
I need to be in a Mr. Beast video really fucking bad.
I know.
I'll call up Jimmy and be like, "Hey, man, I got a guy that really wants your scent."
Yeah, yeah.
Literally. Also,
really
I want it to
work
bottled. I want it bottled.
Wait, are we? Sorry,
I think we're in.
I was gonna say I want to be in one of his videos so bad, but I would absolutely not do all that shit. Like, no.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't do all that. Are you kidding me? Like, I'd be so embarrassed.
No,
like,
yeah.
I'm not letting him give me fucking orders. Are you kidding me?
You would I'd sign like, up just to be like, this is cringe.
I would sign up and be like, do you know who the fuck I am? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
You're insane.
Wow.
I'd be such a bitch and then I'd get destroyed online.
Dude,
I'd be like,
they would
ew,
destroy
no.
you.
No. But I always say when they lock them in the room, bitch, I would just sneak in some Xanax and like fully
go
like
to sleep
knock.
For 30 days.
Or like at least melatonin. Like, I would just
oh
fucking.
Oh my God.
I would spend the whole
take
time.
Money.
Fucked up, and they'd be like, "Damn, we can't use any of the footage of this bitch. She's just dead asleep."
Sorry, I'm just laughing at you being pilled out. Like, last one to take their hand off this box wins,
and
it's
just
like
asleep, knotted up.
Like, she's really good at this.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. The teacup picture is kind of crazy. Like, get off of there, kids. Get in there. Like, that's a really
yeah.
Whoa, the filter with Mickey. Okay.
I wonder if Disney has a division dedicated to like making sure these people don't just, you know, force them
yeah,
in the park.
On the property.
Wait. Yeah, just squat up in the park.
Wait, do they have a Scientology building in Disney?
They should.
Wait, go back to that picture.
Drew, you're giving too much direction.
Yeah, I can hear you clicking. It's so beat.
Looking for, seeing
look,
where
that's
things
the Scientology
go.
Building, no?
Yeah.
It kind of does look like it.
Yeah.
Damn, man. People are so brave.
Yeah,
like,
putting themselves out there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I was saying that, I thought about like how much content of me there is. So like I'm one to talk.
Yeah, what's more bold? To put yourself out there trying to be funny? Or just putting yourself out there being like, me and my wife will fuck you and your wife.
Honestly,
trying to be funny, dude.
I would say like this is more like commendable to me because I'm
no,
like
I'm
you
like,
are
respect.
Yeah
get
yeah
yours.
You are really about your business like fucking is your hobby and you're passionate and like,
yeah
God
like
bless.
Literally get yours like I'm proud of you.
I'm really surprised with the amount of alleged women on here.
yeah
if they're
real.
Not fake accounts because I would expect nothing but dudes on here being like I would like to be part of your lesbian couple.
Like
your Disney lesbian couple.
Have you ever thought of expanding your mind?
Yeah. Have you ever wanted a male to perhaps join? I am cishet, but I am open.
Wait, are there like descriptions of them?
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, what's up?
Looking for theme park vacation buddies. Man, you're on the wrong app. Yeah, go to fucking Friendster, brother.
Oh, wow.
She's literally a silly girl.
Silly girl.
Like, she's a silly literally girl. A silly girl. Like, she's like that girl with the bag of chips on her head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm crazy. We can't take her anywhere.
It's a good thing we know that about her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What else can we know about this silly
girl? Wait, she
girl?
Posted this 27 minutes ago. She just signed up.
Oh,
she just signed up.
She's locked in.
And she's verified. Wait, you can get verified on here? I'm like, wait, now I gotta tap in. Any social media platform where I can be verified? I'm like, wait, what?
You sign up immediately.
So they have blue checks.
Yeah, we gotta tap
in.
Look at, no, we skipped right past that. Was that her badgering Gaston? Yeah, it was.
Okay, sexually harassing a worker?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. Dude, this kind of stuff is just insane. Like, I like, Disney bounders, or like people who go to Disney a lot, really, really fucking freak me out.
What do you call them? Disney, what?
Disney bounders? Is that what they're called?
I said that earlier, but I truthfully don't fully know what it means.
Man, the way you use the English language is so awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You refuse certain words and others are just very eccentric.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a monster. I'm literally a monster.
You know that those pop-up ride places?
I said something yesterday that everyone was like, bro, why didn't you just say dirt? Like, growing up, you know what it was? When I was younger, I played like a bunch of sports when I was younger, and I had like the like machismo, like bigger brother who was like better than me at everything.
Right.
And so like, he would like ride to me to like my baseball games and my basketball games and shit. And he would sit in the front seat, which pissed me off because I was like, it's my fucking game. I should sit in the front seat.
Right.
But, I had like a flag football game and it was
you
freezing.
Had a what football game?
Wow.
How did you just call that?
Flag.
Wow.
I mean, like, come on.
Jeez, dude.
It's a crazy place to just like be saying that.
Yeah. After we just had,
but
like,
that's just me.
Yeah, it's crazy coming out of a straight person's mouth. You're right. I shouldn't have said that. But I
Yeah, no, why don't you just take a second and think about that?
Yeah. I'm like,
think about what you just said.
This is crazy.
You
this
can do an apology to the camera.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for saying flag.
Oh my god, dude, you're doubling down.
It's crazy.
Christ,
oh my god, y'all are literally trying to get me canceled so bad right now.
You, as if you haven't said it 8 million times on the podcast. Yeah, as if literally. Like a bleep and a blur is gonna change that.
Bleep and blur.
Flag football is crazy.
I know, it's,
dude, it just sounds insane. But like,
well,
yeah.
Okay, I played flag football growing up,
dude,
which
chill.
Is very
just
pussy
chill.
Of me. It's like very vagina core of me to just not put on pads and play regular football. But I hated getting hit. I hated getting hit so bad.
Yeah.
So I like,
because you're straight, you don't want those fucking dudes touching you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Like, oh my god, bro.
On
bro,
god.
Don't get me fucking started, bro.
Yeah, for real. No, and like, it was freezing cold, so we had like hand warmers and like,
hey, high key, Drew hates men.
Yeah,
just
real
like,
shit.
On God and Jesus Christ.
Real shit.
Girls only.
Real
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. So it's very cold and you hate the cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we had like hand warmers, and I was, after my football game, I had like literally just beasted, like I like scored like 3 touchdowns or some shit. Like, I'm like OP at flag football. Like, don't even try it. We should have a flag football league. Side note, but
no.
Well, they have like softball leagues and shit. They have softball leagues. Like,
nah.
why can't we do that?
We could have one. You'll be the only one playing. But yeah. You'd be the
running
only sign
up and down the field. But it was freezing. So like, after the game, I was sitting in the back of the car, and I like opened up the hand warmer because I was like curious what was inside. Like, what the fuck is a hand warmer? Like, why does it get hot when you like shake it? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And so I opened it and I was like, oh, it looks like soil in here. And my dad and brother in the front seat like simultaneously were like, bro, just say dirt. Like, super disappointed that I said soil. And literally to that day, it's actually like real trauma for me. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I have to like think of words to say now because someone's gonna make fun of me. So,
well, I'm really glad you came here today so I could do that.
Yeah.
Help
perfect
you relive
place.
That.
Yeah. So every second y'all made fun of me for saying flag, it really caused real trauma.
It too.
I know. I like can't.
It's like so
I
disrespectful.
I can't justify that.
As a straight guy, he thinks it's funny.
Dude, I love you so
period.
Much for throwing you under the bus. I don't fuck with you anymore. For my own, like, for my own safety. I got posts to make. I got paid posts to make. I can't be around
you. Got
you.
Postmates to make. Okay. That was a flop. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah. No, say it again. That was good.
You got Postmates to make.
Dude, Dude, you don't have to repeat it. Don't listen.
Yeah.
It's crazy y'all made Drew put on a sweater because you said he was showing too much skin when he came in here.
Yeah.
Like, no, I wasn't going to say anything, but I don't know. Like, I feel like that's such a, like...
It was just a lot.
What's crazy is if I want to walk into a space with the holes cut out where my nipples are, I'm allowed to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Technically, yeah.
And I'm a big proponent of free the nipple, and, like, y'all are really, like...
We are, too. We just don't want to free yours. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with his? Now you're body shaming him.
We are.
This is crazy.
I mean, but...
We are.
Yeah. Well, yes.
We are.
Well, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is improv. We are shaming him, and they are disgusting.
Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah. I'll agree with the disgusting part, but I was going to say it, because, like, I don't believe in shaming.
Yeah.
But if everybody in this room would like to say that, then yes, I do agree.
We can say it on three. Right. One, two, three. They're disgusting.
Drew has sexy nipples, like, really nice,
nasty,
long,
rotted.
Cingulical.
He has to put, like, a really thick layer of Aquaphor on them at night, because they're just, like, dried.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if he scratches, really, sometimes I'll be walking down the hallway in the house, and I'm like, oh, my God, his nipple fell off again, and, like,
like Michael Jackson's nose. Shit. It falls off. Shout out Michael Jackson, though, for real.
Yeah. TMG really fucks with Michael Jackson, right? You guys are, like, you guys are super, like, into him.
Dude,
when we came in, there was, like, a statue at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, we have that big poster that's, like, he didn't do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can never forget. It's, like, seared into my brain. I'm saying that, like, I don't have literally a gold pendant that says I love Michael Jackson.
It's crazy.
I'm not wearing it right now, but I fully, like...
Do you like
Michael Jackson? I love Michael Jackson.
Like, in a big way. Like she likes Michael Jackson in a
big
way.
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson.
But not in, like, a weird way.
Can I stand
way.
For...
Like, not in the weird way.
Oh, shit. And you're just going down a staircase with it?
No, we find out right now that I've talked about it so much that I, like, have a restraining order, and, like, there's, like, a notice that if I speak on them, I'll go to jail.
He's really scary.
Yeah, don't fuck with what he did, but come on, that music, guys. Yeah. Let's talk about that music.
Yeah.
Okay, but imagine he was alive today. I've seen this all over the internet, and, like, he was wearing Celine. Like, he was a Celine girly. Like,
yeah.
He would eat that shit up.
He would be in campaigns for sure.
Oh, God.
For sure. Let's bleep that, because I want to work with that brand, so let's act like I didn't say that.
That's fine. Yeah, what other brand could we put in there?
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had to stop wearing the necklace because I was doing like a bunch of like shoots and stuff. And then when I would take it off and like give it to the like stylists and stuff, they'd all be like, oh. Okay. And then it would like start a
weird
conversation.
It's really weird because you have MJ and then R. Kelly and then Cosby. You have like
the R. Kelly
yeah.
is purple pendant.
I mean, you got to stack it up.
Yeah.
You got to like.
Three box logo Supreme pendant.
Yeah.
With all nasty, creepy fucking musicians.
All of the scariest people on the planet. It's an ironic thing. It's like, oh, like.
Yeah, it's a meme.
It's advanced.
It's like, you guys want to understand. I don't need to explain it, honestly. It's like useless.
Sorry.
So I've Disney bounders, Disney swingers.
I've learned that. I've learned that about you. Yeah, you guys are useless.
You guys are just like, it's like talking to a brick wall. It's like really annoying.
Bro.
I see my breath.
Yeah.
Weird.
Sorry. It is Disney bounding, by the way. I looked it up.
What does it mean? What is the definition?
Bound to Disney. I don't know.
Bound to fall.
I just saw like when people love to go to Disney.
Bounding also just feels like a BDSM term or something.
Right. Okay, wait. Disney bounding is a method of styling that takes inspiration from a specific Disney character. Because you're not allowed to dress up like the characters because
that's
then people would assume you work there. No, that's not cute. That's really weird.
Oh my God. Let these people live and have their fun. There's not a lot of things to be excited about in this world. And if they want to be excited about dressing like Minnie Mouse, let them be excited. Let them have cake. Let them have cake.
Okay. Just call a Victorian prince one time and just,
just let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake, these peasants.
No, it's weird.
Bro, okay, sorry, they have measurements?
Go to the guy's
honestly,
profile.
Real.
Wait, on dating apps, is that normal to put your height? I don't know.
I think it is normal to put your height.
Because I feel like straight short dudes hide that shit.
Because people are always like, he said he was 5'7", and he came and he was 5'3".
Right.
Like, that whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I've never had a dating app in my life, so I don't like...
Really?
Yeah, no, I've never had that.
You just refuse.
I'm just lit like that. Like, I don't need that shit. Like,
I have this one church app called Grindr.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
she right. always getting... She gets on to me about all the time. She's like,
because he's
what
on it all the time. I'm like
this?
Talking to him, and I look down, and he's just on that app.
Well, you know, he's just meeting other people of faith.
I know, but like, am I not enough faith for you?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, absolutely valid. Not.
Like,
can we go to a guy's
He's a straight
profile?
Man. He hates his wife.
Okay. I always forget that part.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's why I was always listening to those podcasts, you know?
Dude, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. You are like a big Joe Rogan guy.
Love Joe Rogan. Like,
yeah. Joe's your man.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know what that person looks like.
We showed Inya five people on a screen, and one of them was Joe Rogan and just five random other white celebrities, and she literally could not guess if it was Joe Rogan. I feel like you could now.
You don't have a dating, you've never used a dating app, and you don't know what Joe Rogan looks like.
I'm useless.
She's a girl's girl.
She's just in 1980.
Like, you're just.
I'm stuck.
No, I'm just mean like. I'm stuck. I just mean like, you're just living in a different world. Like, yeah, I don't know that guy.
I just live life to the fullest, and without those things, I find like the most joy. Like, I'm not like you guys. I'm not stuck to my phone. Like, I'm just in the moment.
Yeah.
We don't have to go over screen times because we may find that that's literally a fucking lie.
Oh, yeah. Should we look at everybody's screen time?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Screen time. You know what's worse is we just came back from Big Bear and like that's not going to help my case. Like somehow I still like.
We just spend a bunch of time together, but
you
like
went to
we
Big
were
Bear and did less.
Yeah. Like, no, like, we literally sat in the house all fucking day. Like, it was crazy.
You didn't hike one time?
Hell no.
That's crazy for
you. I tried. Trust, yeah. I tried. I was
no,
like,
no, bitch,
get
you
on try
to get us to go skiing, and that is crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah. Getting nuts a group, on that. Absolutely
getting
not.
A group of seven people who have never touched a ski to be like, guys, we should just go skiing. Like, it'd be super casual.
Y'all don't get me, and y'all will never, ever understand me. And that's okay. I've come to terms with that, but I am different.
Dude, way up, we literally, like, we all went in separate cars, and me and our two friends in our car were like, how much you want to bet Drew's going to ask us to go fucking skiing? And the first thing he did when we got there was like, should we go skiing? And
I
he's
live with
asked
a bunch
for
of
5
bullies.
Years in a row, and all of us are like, no. Yeah.
They're bullies.
I'm
no,
sorry.
I
love
no,
you.
I understand. Like, skiing is hard and not for everybody, and, like, I'm probably the only person that can do it. So, like, y'all just don't want to try, and that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm better than you at skiing. Okay, screen time.
Screen time.
And you go first.
Are we doing weekly average or, like?
I'm just doing yesterday, January 15th.
Okay, January
15th.
Let's do that's not fair because I was
daily
driving
average.
All day.
Fuck. Let's do daily average.
Okay, do last week's daily average. Mine is pretty bad. Guys, good news. I'm up 18%. If this was a stock market, I think I'd be in the clear, but it's not.
I'm down 18%, ironically.
I am at 9 hours and 10 minutes last week. So.
Wow.
Guys, honestly, it's all a part of the research. How do you think I get up here and I kill it? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got to be on that phone. 22 hours of my last week were spent on TikTok. Thank God.
Yeah. 6 hours.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Incredible. I'm at 9:56. Yo,
wait,
this
what was
is
your
crazy.
Highest day?
That's what I was about to say. This is crazy. I was doing good. I was below average most of the week. And then on January 13th, I logged 13 hours and 40 minutes.
Bro. Dude, there's a hole in your mind from this day.
No.
You know what's worse is that's not his worst screen time
ever.
Hold on. Like, that's
like
baby
that
shit for
crazy.
Drew.
Yeah, this is
that's
like,
easy.
I was not cooking. Like, this was a big flop day. 9 hours and 37 minutes on TikTok.
There's a hole in your head, dude. That is crazy. That is crazy.
Holy shit.
9 hours, 37 minutes in one day?
In one day.
You logged a shift of TikTok, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, now imagine if I was getting paid.
Yeah.
I'd be rich and you'd be jealous.
Yeah, paid to browse.
Yeah. No, that's like really, really fucked up.
Dude, he's had worse though. Your best screen time, I want to dig through and see if I can find it because I got it on video, us seeing you open it. But I think one time it was like 18 hours.
Yeah.
Like it was literally like he
like
woke 17. Up that day, locked in, stayed on all day, and went the fuck to sleep.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. In my defense,
do you skip meals and showers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to log in more. I got to get higher. I got to get it higher.
Yeah.
No, I like. I
fucking diamond rated yeah. TikTok browsing.
I like actually probably am in like the world's highest percentage. They did like a TikTok Wrapped and I was like too scared to look at it because I would have ranked like I'm not kidding in the top 1%. Like it's
Grandmaster TikTok browser.
Yeah, literally. I'm like moving chess pieces. What was I saying? I went back to Texas and like I go back just like two or three times a year for like a couple weeks at a time, and this time like it was just like weird family shit going on, so I was just like locked in my room the whole time like on my fucking phone. And I literally you can like see the
like when I woke up, because I like went to bed at like 3 a.m. and then I woke up at like 5 a.m. and stayed on my phone all fucking day long, and every single bar was like filled with blue.
Like you're
was,
just flexing. You're like, 2 hours of sleep, I can still get it done,
dude. Yeah, it was crazy. It was really fucked up.
And your right hand just isn't like, you don't have arthritis from just.
Dude, no, he holds it like an old person.
You know, like how like there's that theory that our fingers are kind of like morphing and becoming like like to our phone.
Like yeah. I watched him like type like that. Like
I'm like geriatric when I use my phone, but I use it like.
Oh, is that why it takes so long? Like, that's why I got so many hours. Like, yeah. You're just slow as shit.
Because he has to talk into it to
but
look
no,
up anything.
But no, that's why I talk into my phone now, because if I would have done it on here, and you would have blasted me for typing.
True.
Literally me. That's like me. Like the hands have like the bumps in them and shit. Like I literally have
Dude,
that.
I was actually looking at that the other day, because like my pinky and my pointer finger on this like kind of like curve, and I was like, oh my god, I literally have like Neanderthalian iPhone hands. Mm-hmm. Like it's like so fucked up, but I'm never gonna get off of it, because like I don't give a fuck.
Why do they curve in
from holding my phone? So like I have like that like little divot where my phone sits.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't give a fuck though, like for real.
This is a dumbass article. It's like it's a new baby, it's never used a phone.
Yeah.
No, what the fuck? We don't. Yeah, sorry.
Tech obsessed future humans will be hunchbacked and we'll have a second eyelid.
Yeah, fucking.
What the fuck does that mean? Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, what are we
talking
about?
A second eyelid.
That's like, features and just pause.
Yeah. Well, I need one because my eyes are like hella dry all the time because I'm staring at blue
light.
You're
like, this actually might be beneficial to us.
Dude, are they saying we're about to have reptile layer?
I think that's what they
built in gamer goggles on the eyes.
Yeah, we're gonna have built in UV.
Like, you know those yellow gamer glasses? Yeah. It's gonna be like a yellow film.
Dude, nah.
Someone needs to make contacts of that. Okay, I just gave someone $1 million idea. You're fucking welcome. Have you all seen those Nike contacts, the red ones?
Nah.
Oh, I want them so bad, but they're like, they're like banned in most sports, but they're like UV blocking contacts, red contacts. Go to the images, because there's like pictures of people wearing them, and it's so fire. Like, look how cool that is.
Why are they banned?
Because they give like the players an unfair advantage.
Why don't you just give it to everybody? Like, what? Instead of blinding them on the fucking field.
Yeah, that and steroids. Let it happen.
Yeah, just let it happen.
Honestly, just let the superhumans happen.
Yeah.
But I want these so bad, but they're like discontinued. And I've been looking for. If anybody has a
pair, maybe on first dibs,
hit me up.
The Nike Max site.
Yeah. I think they're like retroing them though. Like, maybe. I don't know. Could be making that up, but I want those so fucking bad.
Why do you need those? You don't leave the crib.
I go outside all the time. Yeah, wait, I was like in the first part of this episode, I was like, yeah, I'm like an outdoorsy person logging 13 hours fucking phone. Right, yeah. I'm like on my phone hunched over, like walking through the
Dude,
mountains.
I will like leave the crib at like 11 a.m. and be like, all right, like I'm gonna go hang out with so-and-so. Like, you wanna come? And she's like, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I come back at like 8 p.m. after a long day of socializing, and Drew's like still in his bed, and he's like, dude, I need to order food or something. I feel sick.
Yeah.
I just, what do you do on the phone?
Like, you actually don't want to know.
I
just sit here like wide-eyed, like scrolling through TikTok. Like, I'm literally like, but I do like TikTok deep dives. I should make a career out of it for real, because I find some crazy
really
shit. Like, the method that y'all need to try out at some point is like, you know, when TikTok like will recommend you like a random video with one like, and it's just like the most insane shit you've ever seen.
Yep.
Go to the comments on that video, or go to their profile and find a comment on one of their videos and go to their page and just keep doing that over and over again until you hit like this like jackpot of like a person you don't know exists and you should have never known exists. Yeah. I can literally feel like the fabric of space ripping when I see these people. Like it's crazy. Like it's really, really
scary.
No,
I have seen him like he'll like airplay and show us this. And we have found some of the most like jarring cases of human existence I've like ever seen.
I got one.
And I grew up in Miami, so that's like saying a lot.
Yeah, I got one. I'm curious to know if you know this person.
Like a like a person you kind of keep up with?
Can I please hit my puff bar, please?
Yeah.
Please. I'm like actually about to freak out. Like, I don't know if you anybody has noticed my hand has been right here
I didn't for
like
notice. 20 minutes.
I think it's really funny if we just collectively go, nah, that's kind of rude.
Yeah. Ask again. Ask again.
That's weird. Hey, don't look at me. Like, look up your shit, bro. Come on.
Yeah, let's see
Everybody's
the page.
Everybody's on me.
No, let's pull it up. Well, we have to go to the bonus, right? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do this in the bonus. So,
oh, y'all are abusing the fuck out of us today.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's news to me. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we got you on the 13K and the.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah, we got your rider.
Hello.
So.
And my cold sandwich.
I'm not kidding.
I'm gonna
if you did give me a perk of.
Later.
If
like,
you
I'm
gave me a bottle of
up.
Perks for real.
And I'm
going like,
to wrap one in a blunt and
you
smoke
guys are
it.
Cooked. The fact that you're both like, are these actually perk 30s? You guys are fried.
Dude, no. Okay. We were talking about this. So my homegirl got really sick and she got given codeine. And me and Drew were like, actually, like, dude. Should we like go get some?
Should we try it?
She took us so serious. She hit us up and she's like, "Hey, I'm done using it like for like medical reasons. I have half a bottle left if you want it." Me and Drew were like,
we really
"Oh
should've.
My god!"
We really
and then we
should've.
Were like, "Damn, dude! Like, if people knew like the kind of stuff we like talk about behind doors, they'd actually think we are tweakers."
Yeah,
but we're not.
In our defense,
I don't.
We haven't had. Or I haven't had an opiate since I was 13 years old. No, it was probably like 17.
Yeah.
Which was this year.
Yeah, which was last year.
Yeah.
So I just have an affinity for opiates. Like, can I fucking live? Like, can I live?
You can't really on opiates. I think that's the number one killer.
No, we got
right
him
now.
On a clean path.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've
I'm
got
good,
you
I'm
right.
I'm good, y'all. I'm good.
I'm the lit
one. You?
I don't. I actually don't really
She's
do like anything. Yeah, I've never done an opiate because that would actually no one would see me ever again. That bonus episode would be the last footage of me on this goddamn planet. Like I would fucking dip.
No, that, it's the same for me. I literally like.
We would both dip.
That's it'd why I'm like
literally
we probably,
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we probably should not drink dirty Sprite with her.
Oh, but I need to once. I like need to once.
Can I tell this quick story for the bonus?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Are we on bonus? What the fuck is happening? I'm really
oh,
scared.
Okay.
All right. We'll dirty soda Spike Lee.
Right now.
White girl iced tea. And,
okay.
No, after the. We'll see you guys in the bonus. Everyone, go listen to Emergency Intercom. They have, you know, they got a Patreon as well. Support the gang. And we'll see you all in the bonus with some crazy. So we're actually just going to do codeine together. So that's what we're going to do.
Literally.
That would actually be so fun.
Yeah.
do drugs, kids. Do drugs. Do drugs and smoke cigarettes. All right, we'll see you in the bonus.
This week on the Bones.
Yeah, it's pre-Zandemic, post-Leandemic. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, getting hit by a car, embarrassing. Dying in that car,
cool.
Kind of
iconic. But with the knowledge I have now, I would have just bit his ear off, probably.
Are you going to give me a lap dance or what?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's work on
Watch
it.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.